We're here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network at the 2019 Commodity Classic in Orlando, Florida, at the channel section of the Bayer Crop Science booth here. And we're talking right now with farmer Kevin Popple. He's out of Minnesota, southern Minnesota, near Albert Lee in that area. But we're talking today about some of the things that he's seeing in his area and getting into farming. And Kevin, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us today.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to be here.
So, Kevin, you're telling me off the air here before we started, you are a first-generation farmer. I mean, you haven't had the luxury of inheriting a farm from someone else. You're getting into it new, and sometimes it's a challenge we don't always think about.
Yeah, there's definitely some challenges. There's a lot of positives to it, too. My uncle retired from farming about 4 years ago and gave me the opportunity to start farming on his ground and buy him out. And, man, it's been fun. It's been a very difficult time to come into farming itself, but you know, leaves a lot of room for creating new relationships, and I mean that's a lot of the reason that we're here.
So tell me about that. When you're coming in to it and taking it over on your own, when you aren't taking it over from your father or something else. I mean, uncle, pretty close, but still, it's not the family farm. You know, the importance of getting to know those people you can trust right off the bat.
Yeah, it's really important that you have a trusted advisor group to be able to go to and just trust, because you're making decisions sometimes that are a little bit unfamiliar. Now, I grew up on a farm up in the Red River Valley and farm family and that type of thing. So, you know, farming and agriculture is definitely in my blood and I've lived it. But when you move to a different area, you know, I'm not from southern Minnesota. I'm from northern Minnesota. You have to find a bond with people that are going to care about your farm as much as you do.
And the most important connection you really need to make is that seed dealer, right?
Yeah, so without seed, I mean, you really don't have anything, right? So there's a lot of components that go with seed, fertilizer, chemicals, so on and so forth. However, the seed purchase, to me, has been the most important. And so when I was looking, you know, for a seed dealer, for someone that's going to really work with me, it was important that I found somebody that understood what my goals were.
And it's not as simple as some people think. It's not like you don't just go to the seed store and you pick up your seeds and say, oh, I need corn, I pick it up and I go home with it. Or I need beans, I pick it up and go home with it. You need to have someone that understands the area you're working at, the needs of your land, and like you said, what your goals are with your production.
Yeah, so, and my goals are you know, very much the same as every other farmer, right? We're growing seed to produce grain. In my case, anyway, you know, we're a corn and soybean grower. We raise seed beans, and you know, the majority of our farm is planted into corn because of our economic state right now. But when I choose, or when I chose my channel seedsman, the decision to do that was very clear to me because I was very technology focused. Being a first generation farm, I had to make everything I could out of the land that I had. And so finding a seed dealer that looked at technology or looked to technology to help me make those decisions was pinnacle for me. It was one of the top priorities that we would actually take each acre and mold a plan by acre versus by field.
You know, and that's the thing, is technology is changing. The way we do agriculture is changing, and you want to make sure that if you're getting into it, you're getting in on the ground floor. You're not starting 10 years behind.
Yeah, for sure. And so one of the things that has been critical to me is looking at genetics from the standpoint of, okay, we know that you know, we have these five soil types, but in some cases, you know, the variety that we've picked or the hybrid that we've picked is potentially not going to work all that well on all five. And one of the things that my seedsman brought to my attention is maybe we should be investing in a multi-hybrid, multi-genetic planter to really maximize each hybrid and each field as much as we can. So essentially, we're just splitting the field one more time, right? So variable rate technology has been phenomenal for us. It's something we adopted immediately. It's something that's been, you know, great for us, but we kind of took it to the next level, and we couldn't have done that without our seedsmen. I mean, they identified an issue, and not only identified an issue, but had a solution to the problem as well.
All right, so if there's farmers out there that are looking for that, you know, that are getting into it, or, you know, are looking at 2019, maybe looking for a new seed dealer, which you're already getting down to the wire. I mean, what is it about Channel that you really want to talk to tell the other listeners about?
So the most unique thing about Channel to me is my relationship with my seedsmen. So, you know, we know all companies have good genetics, right? So I'll give that to all other companies, but that relationship I have with my seedsman to truly understand my farm, I mean, frankly, my seedsman is in my fields as much, if not more, than I am during critical times of the season. So my big thing is, with my channel seedsman, I know that he is going to look at my farm and really put his heart and soul into it, and that's really important to me.
All right, well, Kevin, I thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk with us today.
Thank you for your time.
All right, that's Kevin Popple here at the Bayer booth at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network's coverage of Orlando's Commodity Classic.